You're listening to the Discover You Life podcast. Through conversations with pretty cool Muslims, people of Dua, of Ihsan, people who found a way to walk their dreams with Islamic excellence, we take you on a path of discovery. This is the podcast where you discover you.
The story of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Many businessmen have lived on this earth, and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, in fact, he was very skinny, and he even mentions to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that, you know, whenever he ties his izar, his lower garment, it would slip down. He was very skinny, and, you know, in that stature. But subhanAllah, his iman is like, you know, you weigh it to like the weight of all these different believers radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He is a Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and it's Islam that changed him, and indeed Islam can change you. And so that just takes you to place your heart and submit completely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and focus on your worship of Allah throughout these days, and inshallah ta'ala it will launch you into the upcoming year as your iman gets stronger and stronger inshallah ta'ala. Today our topic is about fasting. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Sumu tasihu." Fast and you will have and you will become healthy. Now, we have big goals in our lives, right? We have big goals and we want to do this and we want to do that. But for a lot of people, they actually don't focus on their health, right? What they'll focus on is their goals, but in the morning they're just too tired to go out and achieve their goals. Or they might say, hey, you know what, I want to pray Qiyamul Layl, I want to pray Taraweeh, and this will happen in Ramadan, they'll start to get very tired. Usually in the middle 10 days of Ramadan, their energy just gets zapped away from them. And now, I ask you this question, when it comes to food, is the food supposed to be nourishing or is it supposed to zap our energy away? I remember once at a lecture, one of the announcers was saying that we will break for a 10-minute refreshment break to get refreshments. And I thought to myself, how refreshing are these refreshments? If you look at like a sloppy donut, right? A donut that has all this cream on it and so on, and you look at these sodas that we're drinking. Now, if you ate that and drank that, would you be refreshed? Okay? Would you be refreshed? And the answer is no, you're not being refreshed. After you eat it, you just feel terrible because you're not eating from those natural things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave. Now, in fasting is designed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make you stronger. It's designed to make you stronger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O you who believe, fasting has been made prescribed for you as it was prescribed for those before you, that perhaps you would find taqwa, or that you would have taqwa. Now, fasting was prescribed for all human beings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prescribed it for the Muslims, and for the previous nations that came before, they were also prescribed fasting. So fasting is an integral part of being a human being. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it fard upon all these different nations and the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now fasting, if you can imagine that when you begin your fasting, you're going to, in the beginning, throughout the year, you're building up all these poisons, coffee, drinking too much coffee. If you're here in the UK, you drink too much tea. You're drinking tea, eating donuts, you're eating biryani. All of this stuff is just creating acid in your body, right? So it's all this buildup of acid. And so now comes Ramadan and you give your body a break. So what happens at that point? You become sick. Why are you sick? Are you sick because of the fasting? And the answer is no, you're not sick because of the fasting. What you're actually sick of is the poisons that are finally getting an opportunity to expel from your body. And so if you just focus on your fasting and you don't eat too much at iftar time, then what will happen is you might get a little sick in the first day, maybe the second day you start to get a little feverish and so on, but by about the fourth day, fifth day, you will start to come out and your body will regain its energy. But this is conditional upon what you eat for your iftar. The problem with our iftars is that when Ramadan time comes, a lot of people think that Ramadan equals like a food festival. That everybody's like, it's Ramadan, let's eat 10 times as much, right? And so if you see the iftar plates, there might be like, just at the Maghrib then, there might be like all these different dishes. It looks like dinner, but no, that's just the iftar. And then they go to pray and they come back and eat. And then there's a huge meal. And then they can't go for Taraweeh because they're so full. So let me give you this example of an imam and what he eats, what an imam eats in order to lead the Taraweeh prayer. An imam leading Taraweeh prayer, if he eats too much at the iftar time, it actually will start to bubble up to his neck and will choke him, and he will not be able to lead the Taraweeh prayer. He won't be able to lead it. And so if you've ever invited an imam to your prayer and he has to lead Taraweeh afterwards, this is what will happen. You'll invite him to eat and he'll say, no, inshallah ta'ala, I'll just take, you know, this little food. Because he can't physically eat more than that. He can't survive Taraweeh like that. The reason that I'm saying this to you is because neither can you. If you're not leading Taraweeh, but yet you eat a huge meal, you will not be able to survive Taraweeh. You might be able to force yourself in the first few days of Ramadan, but then after that, you're going to collapse. And the acid is just going to overtake you. Meaning that, remember what I said, that as these 5 days go by, you should start to get out of, you know, the acid is cleaned out. By about the fifth day, you should be all right. And you should be getting stronger and stronger and stronger throughout the month. If you are overeating at suhoor time and overeating at iftar time, if you keep doing that, then you're not going to come out of it. You're not going to come out of the poison part. On the fifth day. In fact, by about the 15th of Ramadan, you'll still be tired, you'll still be like exhausted, and you won't be able to do anything. Mark my words, that if it's about the 12th of Ramadan, the 15th of Ramadan, and you're still exhausted, then mark my words that your iftar is too big. You're eating too much at iftar time, and you might be eating too much at suhoor time, or in fact, you might be even skipping suhoor. The Prophet ﷺ said, specifically about suhoor, the Prophet ﷺ said that a person should partake in suhoor. Inna fi suhoori barakah. That indeed, that there's suhoor. In suhoor, that's like the sahri. In the morning meal before the fajr time comes in, that there's barakah in that. So taking a light meal at that time, you know, you sit down, you eat some dates, drink some water, it gives you that energy through the day as your body starts to clean out these poisons. If you don't do this, and you don't focus on making your iftar meals like smaller, making your suhoor meals smaller, and focus on getting out, getting these poisons out of your body, if you don't focus on it, then what's going to happen is that you're going to spend the Ramadan sleeping. You're going to spend these days just exhausted and tired, and you're going to be missing out on so many of the worship of worshiping of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so please, 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 if you're going to be eating meals, let's say you have like your favorite foods in Ramadan, I would say that focus on your favorite foods, but make it smaller. So if there's some other foods that aren't your favorite foods, don't eat those. Just focus on your favorite foods, inshallah ta'ala, and make it small. Jazakumullah khairan.